Blog Talk Radio.
Live from New York, Inner Sight Podcast, open mic tonight. Pick your own subject. Of course, you got to keep it clean and turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is you got. We'll probably have Louis stopping by later and a few other people. Our prayers go out tonight to Florida, pending storm that they're talking about. Of course, you never know if they're right, you know. Last minute, the thing could be turned the other way. But in any case, prayers, and we have some relatives down there ourselves, as I know many people do. My co-host Suzanne, her aunt, lives in Florida. So be safe, you know. Stay low and batten down the hatches. Hopefully it'll just be a lot of rain. Not too much wind, you know. I heard that Disney is closing up. And a couple of other places. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And brought to you by the Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information on real estate, Kennedy. So check them out. Hey, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, a good number to keep handy if you have a dog or a cat, or if you need veterinarian services, 631-484-3085. And the guy's name is Gary, a wonderful guy who donates his time to get food for animals. Once again, 631-484-3085. We thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And October 14th is their self-advocacy conference at SILO. You can go to the website for more info on that. And while you're up there, notice the phone number if you want to be involved with helping the nursing home situation. We want to turn them into accessible housing. So you can give us a call. By the way, let me give you that number for those who don't go online. 631-487-2038. Again, 487-2038 is the, and check the website at SILO. Inner Sight, round the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're on every weeknight, 8 to 9, on Blog Talk Radio. And we are determined to straighten out the website of Blog. Coming to learn that it's not accessible as it should be. And that's why we've had problems and missing programs and getting programs up and operating the website in general. So we're determined to straighten that out. And I want to thank my good friend Allie, who is an expert on accessible websites. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue, New Jersey. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopting Akita. Their phone number is 609-388-7004. The Big East, the key to rescue. find them up on Facebook, and their email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So there it is. Check it out. Again, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And we thank Joanne for all her help, especially all the help that she's been giving my guide dogs over the years. Greatly appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters who have passed away way before their time, and many of the children in the Texas school who lost their lives. Inner Sight remembers all that, honors those, and remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Don't underestimate the power of dogs to help children. In fact, there should be a trained dog at every school door. Well, you only need one door in and out. At the school door, a trained dog to detect firearms and weapons. We urge the politicians to make that happen. All right, this is Inner Sight, open mic, and I'll give you the call-in number in a minute. We don't have an engineer right now, but I'm hoping we will get one on board. And, you know, you call in, you can talk about anything you want on the show tonight. 213-816-1650 is the call-in number. And hearing a lot in the news now about people getting arrested who have a lot to do with these big money schemes, you know. So beware of that. You get a lot of these phone calls. People can get tripped up with that and take them seriously. Don't take these phone calls seriously. You know, this is the IRS. This is Medicare. This is Medicaid. This is credit cards. Best thing to do, just hang up on them. Don't even engage them. That's what I've been doing lately. Sometimes I use it on the frolic. You know, I make fun of it. But, you know, beware of that. And now a lot of these people who started this extra, this money thing, which I never liked anyway. You know, these coins, whatever they call them. Now a lot of them are in trouble. And those places are going out of business, and no doubt people are going to start lawsuits because they invested a lot of money, and their investments obviously weren't protected. I heard on the news yesterday that the IRS now is going after people who set up a lot of those coin money things on the online. A lot of that online stuff you got to be very careful with, you know, because a lot of it is not secure and it's not true. People can fake that stuff. It happens all the time. So I will not buy anything online. All right? I'll buy it by the phone. I buy my supplements that way, you know. But then I can go and check my card and make sure that the right total is there, and at least with the card, you have the protection of the bank. So I am totally opposed to buying things online, especially when you're visually impaired and you can't see it. You know, like an article of clothing or something. I'll buy it on the phone with a representative. I've purchased things from Macy's that way. You know, Macy's is a big reputable store for many, many, many years. But beware of this stuff online, I'm telling you. A lot of this stuff is going to be falling down and going out of business, and also a lot of it is going to be connected with fraud and felony, and people are starting to be arrested. So you got to be very careful with this stuff. Inner Sight Open Mic. And let's see, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Learn how to protect yourself. Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Give me that number again in a few minutes. Devin, visually impaired, very well versed in self-defense, and he on Saturdays operates out of a school that donates the time and the place. So you need more information, here's the number, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight introduces you Insight, the Third Eye Insight. And we thank Devin for being a friend to Inner Sight. All right, this is Open Mic. And, you know, you can talk about whatever you want. My engineer tells me she was going to dial in. I don't hear her yet. Are you there, engineer? All right. So one of the things that I was talking about last night, and it's certainly worth repeating, is the fact that nursing homes make people homeless. Think about it. They make it so that a person has to seek other means to get a home, even though they have a home when they're put into the nursing home. Most people should be immediately remedied. Nursing homes should not have the authority to take away somebody's home. You know, I mean, it's just a horrible backward situation that people have to deal with. Now, here, let's take a hypothetical, or maybe a hypothetical, but it could also be true. What about a person who goes into a nursing home and they have an apartment? Their relative, let's say the brother, sister, could be any kind of relative, is disabled, right? And the two of them share that place, and they're helping that person to have an apartment. The nursing home comes along, and they take that place away. Now the other person, who's not even in a nursing home, is thrown out. The politicians should remedy that immediately. That should not be. There should be is a hardship law. In other words, the individual in the nursing home should have to petition the court and declare hardship to keep their home. Stand by, I have to break the station. 5210270. Inner Sight, stand by, world. Trying to get my other line working here so I can get a caller online from Brooklyn. Stand by. All right, stand by. Trying to get a call on the line. Stand by, world. Thank you. Hello? We're having some technical difficulties here in dialing out.
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here, Frank. Me? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. All right. Anthony is trying to call in.
Okay. Yeah, I see him.
You see him up there?
So yeah, I do. Let me let him in.
All right.
And there's another person, too, that... you know, from a 541 area code.
Oh, that's Lupita, probably.
Okay, you want me to let who in?
Well, let Lupita listen for a while, and let's get Anthony.
We'll let Anthony. Okay, here he comes.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Open mic, live.
Hey, hi.
Interesting.
Hi, Shannon.
How you doing?
Good. Just taking it easy. So here was my comment tonight. I don't know what else Frank was going to say because I think that, you know, he kind of got interrupted in midpoint. But I don't think that a person would be evicted if, you know, the person that was in the apartment with them went into a nursing home, because usually the apartment would go to the next person who's ever on the lease. You know what I mean? But it can make the next person's life more complicated, because how would they afford the rent?
That's,
you know,
the thing,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but the nursing homes don't really care about anybody else. You know, they just are concerned about, this is the patients, so we, you know, have to get rid of it because we, you know, they feel that they have the right to that money. And that's, you know, all it's really about. And, you know, they're going to, you know, get every penny they can and sell that, you know, person's co-op apartment or, you know, a car or house or whatever they have, because that's the way they are, you know. And
yeah.
That's that, you know.
That's,
and
terrible.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, like I was saying last night, there isn't really much we could do about it because things are the way they are. I mean, If it's something that you sign into in the beginning, then, you know, there's really no way to get around it. And, you know, the government doesn't really seem to care about that, because Cuomo passed that law that, you know, when you go into a nursing home, all your assets are there, so it can help, you know, pay for you to go into the nursing home. So, you know, it is going to...
so much money now, it's like... unbelievable. On $196 billion as of 2020. Nursing
That's
homes
an old
across
number.
The... yeah, and that has to be an old number by now. I've been looking for a new number on the same website. Didn't get so lucky yet.
Excuse me. Very important point. Here's a situation where an establishment like a nursing home is licensed. They are licensed and upheld by the state and registered and they're licensed by the state, and still you don't have rights to dispute, you know, that the money should be available from other sources. See, that law is not fair.
It is not.
Fair law.
People on SSI are not allowed to accept money from any other sources either.
That's right.
The minute you have
has to be changed. But a person in a nursing home, you know, they should not
they
have
take
to give
everything.
Up their money and.
It's only these $50. Do you realize that?
They watch, and you know, if you have too much, you don't qualify for SSI, and you know, you can't do anything that is considered work, even if it's, you know, at home where you lay on a couch and, you know, answer the phone, for example. You know, I remember I told the story years ago about a lady that I remember talking to. She was a receptionist for a hotel. But I swear to you, Frank, she was disabled. And she stayed home, and she was taking the phone calls at home on her cordless phone. And when you call the hotel, it would be forwarded to her house, and she could help you, you know, make the reservation. And this was years ago, mail out the brochures and all that.
Yeah.
And they told her that, you know, regardless if you're not actually getting dressed and going to work and taking transportation, it's considered you're working. You know, regardless of whatever you do, you're making money off of it.
Let me ask you, here's another scenario. I'm going to show you why this law is very one-sided and unfair. Suppose you're a volunteer. You're on SSI, right?
Yeah.
And you do so good for this organization or people, they turn around and say, we want to reward you. Here's a couple of $1,000. You're a volunteer.
No.
Volunteer. See
what I
mean?
But you didn't ask for the money.
No. I understand. I hear you loudly and clearly. But they say that a volunteer is not supposed to get any money for any reason, even if
because
you didn't ask for it.
Because the damn law is one-sided.
You guys
well,
are allowed to, with Social
but
Security.
That's considered, I'm sorry, Susan. That's considered, you know, making you better off in life, advancing you, even if you only want to say that it's a couple $1,000s. Because, Frank, something that you're not seeming to understand, how do I say this? I don't want to sound harsh.
They should have no right to deny someone, excuse me, who's a volunteer who's being rewarded.
SSI.
That is hard. Well, that's not American, man.
SSI is only for people who are below the poverty line because of that reason. If you can make your own money, this is what they'll say, even if it's not, you know,
yeah, but
to make
you can't make your own money.
You're
being rewarded.
You did this for
a couple of years or whatever it
then,
is.
Then drop.
You're not making
you have
your own
to be
money.
Dropped off of SSI the minute you make
yeah,
any kind
the
of
damn
dollar.
Yeah, because the damn law
is
one-sided.
Hold up.
Really
I have another
unfair.
Side
but
that
you
guys
if you're a volunteer,
like.
Suzanne, that's the way
no,
it is.
To me. There's something,
uh-huh.
You're a volunteer, period.
Yep.
Okay,
uh-huh.
The other thing is you have situations where there's going to be, you know, where you need the help no matter what. Like I just spoke right before the show to one of my aides who works on the weekend, and she, you know, she's on had to go on Medicaid because she had needed some help. She never was on Medicaid, but she needed certain things to be done. Now, when she goes back to work, she needs that Medicaid because it's not going to be – you have to wait a couple of months before you get your benefits in most places. So she has to wait. So she has to still be on Medicaid. She can't make you know, but a small amount of money. Now, that being said, you could take, if you're blind or disabled, okay, doesn't matter, that one's just a little higher in its amount, but you could take that money, they call, quote, substantially gainful employment, okay, and use that money to pay your bills. You could put it in a trust.
Because
okay.
you're working for it, you're earning it. It's not just being given to you. When you work and you get Medicaid, they love it that you are only going to get it for a short time, because, Suzanne, the fact of the matter is that they know good and well that all these home health aides can go work for a union agency and, or, you know, get insurance or have husbands or whatever. And
you can't have
them,
husbands, because what happens is his income is tallied into your income. And
right,
I might have to get a separation from my husband, which is crazy.
Because
you know, we shouldn't have
they,
to do that.
They say that he supports you because you are disabled. I understand you're going to say he barely makes, but they have an income guideline. If he separates from you for it, they would say, well, then that's your problem. He never loved you anyway, and you'll never have anything. But that's the way the government is. You'll find very few aides, Suzanne, that will work for these agencies that, A, you know, don't pay you on time, or, B, don't give you any insurance. Because
now I got
monkey
wrench. If my husband, after a certain number of hours, is helping me out and they're not going to hire him because he's not on CDPAP rules, I'm going to challenge that. Because that's something
another observation. This woman that you're speaking of, I'm not mentioning no names. Doesn't she have a disabled son?
No.
That's the other aide that I have.
Somebody else?
The lady I don't know.
Somebody else. She has a disabled grandson, and she's staying, taking care of him until he gets, you know,
She has a disabled grandson?
Yeah.
Well, then the damn government ass owes her.
Yep. He had two surgeries on his
daughter.
That's
my philosophy.
They say that they owe him, not her. She is responsible to support herself. Well, then she has to have a home health aide, and then she has to go to work. Listen, Frank, when I was younger, my mother had to work too. And they told her that, you know, even if I was disabled and, you know, whatever my circumstances are, she had to support us as my mother. And it was her problem.
I agree.
Whatever she was going to do.
She should support you.
Right. No, but listen,
they shouldn't take away, if the person's disabled, they shouldn't take away their disability.
That's true.
But they're not taking away your disability, but you cannot earn access income because that means
when you can't challenge a law, you're dealing with
a dictator.
Let me tell you something. Haven't you guys heard of that if you started work and you start getting substantially gainful employment, that you still, you know, after that test period of 9 months, then you have to make a decision. Am I working or am I not?
Right.
All right.
Because
when you get to that point, wait a minute.
You are considered self-sufficient and can provide for yourself. And therefore, you don't need government welfare anymore. Because, Suzanne, my dear, that's all SSI really is.
I had SSI and SSDI. I had both. And I still do.
It's the same thing. It's just different letters. It's a fancy name. Supplemental Security Income. And Social Security, disability
income.
It's all the same bullshit.
Well, what they had to make me is spend my actual money that I get every single
right.
month and bring it all the way down to the 700 level. And then now I'm able.
Right. Because they're going to wipe you out to
yeah,
make sure yeah. that before you get any government aid, you're poor. And that's that.
Yeah, they know that.
We cannot.
But they want to make sure that my husband's not making tremendous amount of money, but he isn't. That's the interesting thing.
Because then he has to support you since you are married.
Yeah, but
and
you're
disabled.
Still disabled.
And
I'm
right,
still disabled,
yes.
And
still
get money.
Disabled.
Right.
That disability
right.
money
but
belongs to her.
But she gets SSI. And, well, but it, the income is combined between
mm-hmm.
the husband. It's the same thing if
yeah,
the wife
but wait a minute.
Doesn't
all
work
right.
and
but if
he
there's
dies,
no law to challenge it, you're dealing with a dictatorship. That's my observation. That's
but
being a sight way.
But you
if there's
can't,
no law
but,
to challenge
but there's
it,
no way you
you're
can
dealing
challenge
with
that
a,
law.
With a
you
dictatorship.
You can't go to court. It's been passed by the president and everything else. You,
sure,
if the
because they screwed us
yeah.
over.
Yeah, they
right.
do.
Anytime you make
well,
a law that's one-sided, you're screwing over the people.
But it's
that's
a
what
screw
the dictators
that you can't loosen. It's tightened and drilled in and stripped. And that's the way it is. You know.
There's only one way you could change it, if you had money.
It comes, well, then you wouldn't need SSI, which is from government welfare.
No. I mean, you could change it for everybody, not just the person that has the money.
Well, I'm allowed to
you
make
change
up
it for
to $2,000 more and use it on my impairment-related work expenses, which happens to be my vision right now. The most worst thing
right.
is my vision right now out. So I'm allowed to make up to $2,000, and a standard disabled person's, this is last year's number, $1,800. That's per month.
Whoop-de-doo, $2,000? That's nothing.
That's it, $2,000, like on The Price is Right. Suzanne, it comes from an old-fashioned thought process, you could say, if you want, but it still stands today that, you know, if a wife doesn't
work. Yeah, because
work,
they're backward.
And it usually years ago it would be
we're not property
that the,
anymore, by the way. We're not.
I'm not talking about us being property. I know that we're not property.
Yeah.
But it comes from, it has nothing to do with being property, but it comes from an old-fashioned thought process that says that the man works and the woman stays home and takes care of and provides for the children. So therefore, she gets supported by him because she doesn't have, and it still stands today that if they feel that if he grosses a certain amount of income, then she doesn't need to be on welfare anymore because mm-hmm. they see him as a pitiful man. It's the same thing where if you want to sponsor somebody, you cannot be on welfare and he
well,
be
I'm talking
husband.
About people who are disabled. That's a
I understand that, but they
people who are
want,
not equal.
We're not
right, but they want a way to get you off the government payroll responsibility, and that's the way they do it. Oh, you love her? Oh, wonderful. We love you too, Mary. Take her, you know, till death do you part, and then, you know, you support
I
her.
I renewed my Medicaid, though, and they gave me 1,001 questions that I couldn't see. How is that equal? I don't know. I really don't.
Well, that's
not
well,
equal.
Then you'd have to have somebody help you read it, you know.
No, it should be the other way around. That I should be able
and
to
hope
read
that
it
they
myself.
Read it the right way.
Right,
there
I
go,
agree
bingo.
That something like that should be in Braille, but very few things are actually in Braille from the government. I'd have to actually sit down and think about it and find something. You find agencies that provide
okay.
it.
Listen, we have to take a.
Once they do,
me.
Would take forever for them to mail it to you.
We have a long distance call from Colorado that we have to take.
Yes.
Okay.
Here goes.
I want
okay,
to thank
take
you.
Care.
Good
night,
guys. All
thank
right,
you.
Be well. Bye bye.
All your good
work. Take care.
All right, Inner Sight, and I'm sure you many of you know the story of Lupita.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible catastrophe. I'm not going to call it an accident because I don't believe it was.
Yeah, right.
And that's ironic because the death of Milton was called an accident, and I never did call it an accident.
I never did either. That was pure.
And I was right about it.
Oh, yeah. I know you were.
So there you have inner sight.
That's right.
And I don't believe.
We talked about that, too.
I don't believe Lupita being hit by the car was an accident.
No, it wasn't.
I just don't believe
that
was an
accident. Either.
That's my opinion. So a blind woman made multiply disabled, devastated, went through the courts, and didn't even get a damn dime out of it.
That's disgusting. It should be an appeal.
And to this day, the road that she got hit on has not been modified and brought up to ADA standards.
Yeah.
So Lupita's on the line, I believe. Inner Sight, welcome.
It's coming. Okay.
Hello, Susan. How are you folks this evening?
How are you doing? That's all I want to know.
I'm studying. I really am studying today. It's really fun.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, not. I'm not. Does it sound working?
Yeah, we have a bad connection.
Yeah, it's like you're
it sounds very
reason.
Muffled.
That's it. That's the word I want to use.
Yeah, you want me to try that? Let me try and let me see if I can change location and see that well. If that sounds better.
Yeah.
Is that any better?
A little.
A little bit. Yeah.
Is that better? Or is it still?
No, it's clearer.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Yeah.
But,
so,
it's not terrible. It's not horrible, though, right?
Hmm.
Okay. So I think it's clear enough, correct?
Are you outside?
No, I was standing outside. Do you hear that?
Oh, that's what that background noise is.
Okay. Let's see if I can get rid of that background noise.
Yeah, yeah.
It got rid of it, yeah.
All right.
Is that better or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful for background noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it's better. But yeah, I'm better. I mean, it's been hard, and we get closer to the anniversary of December 12th. It's very hard to emotionally, and it's striking the challenges that you don't realize the barriers are still out there until you actually experience and go through them.
Yeah.
Are you on a list to get out, by the way?
What's that?
Are you on a list to get out of that facility so, or any programs, like, say, Open Doors? Is anybody opposed to?
Well, I moved out of the group home because of all the neglect, and nobody helped me. The disability group in Colorado, I reached out to them, and they told me they couldn't help me because they got the contract to run the ombudsman program for Colorado. So, and they're so-called one of the leading lawyers groups to speak on behalf of the disabled rights. So I didn't get any help from them. There's another group in Colorado called the Disability Task Coalition, and it's great if you're able to use the internet, but if you're not, they won't talk to you on the phone. And so with my brain injury, using computers, it's not feasible.
Yeah. Well, Lupita needs a lawyer in Colorado. The Supreme Court of Colorado wants to take up her case, but she needs an attorney to represent her. So anybody out there, if you're hearing the show, you're listening, or you know of anyone, please contact us, and we'll pass the information on to Lupita. The Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090, or the email innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put any attachments because it really gobbles up the email.
Logos too make it
so,
a little, but don't do that either.
I was thinking about this today, and everybody referred to a civil rights leader, you know, the keys, the Hugo Chavez, the this, the that, the. Yeah, the black people with disabilities, they really don't have any leader that we can say, you know, is a role model for us. And it's so sad that we don't have who is our civil rights leader. It's just not there. That just shows you how disadvantaged we still are in this day and age.
Well,
yeah, you're right. We don't have a so-called civil rights leader.
That's strong,
know?
Like that, you know.
And there
okay,
should
fine,
be.
Okay, Betty, I'm voting you in.
Yeah, there should be an agency. You know, an agency. And, you know, you want to make it in a site, fine, but we don't have the money to really do what needs to be done. What you need is an agency with money.
Yeah.
To really do what needs to be done. You know?
Mm-hmm. So you want me to try calling her back? I have the number.
Yeah, well, we had a bad connection. Lupita.
Yeah, really bad. She's on.
If you can hear me, call back when you're inside because that noise is really distracting the call.
Do you want me to try calling her or no?
No, not if she's outside. Let her call us.
Okay.
That connection was horrible.
It was very bad.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816. 1650, and we have
Lovey
Louie
job.
The Lip on the line, I'm sure.
Yes, he is. Here he comes.
All right, let's get Louie.
Here he comes. Okay, come
Inner
on.
Inner Sight.
Hey, we're there. Hey, Louie,
how
are you?
Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Is this Frank Perino?
No.
No.
Got the wrong number.
You got the wrong number.
I got the right number. Get out of here.
He knows better.
Hello,
hey,
Suzanne.
Hey, Louie. How are you?
Okay.
Do you realize you're talking to people all over the world?
What's that?
They can hear you in China.
They sure can, actually.
And you don't even speak Chinese.
Neither do we, for that matter.
When I was there, I eat Chinese food.
Yeah, right. That's,
well, that's
your connection with China.
That's what I had for dinner.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, actually. I'm being serious. I had Chinese food for dinner. I had the baby eggplant with rice. Baby eggplant with rice.
Yeah. No soup?
No, I didn't have soup because it's too salty right now. I need to watch my salt. Otherwise, I'd be
like... They always have Chinese rice.
I just had the rice a little bit because I'm diabetic, too. I'm falling apart, Louie.
Yeah, I know. I eat Chinese food, but not all the time, once in a while.
Yeah, it could get too greasy or too salty, so I got to be really, really
careful. You
got to
get a good place.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
they forget
I don't want
that people don't like
it. I put
MSG.
A little bit, not too much.
Yeah. No, I don't put anything on my thing. All I have is it plain. I ask them for less sauce. Because if you put sauce on something, you're going to have saltiness. So you ask them for less sauce. That's the best way to do it. Because you won't have as much, you know, sodium.
We got Louis Sr.'s birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday. Woohoo. How old is he going to be? Did he tell you?
91 years old.
God bless your father. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That means you're around 70? You're close to 70, Louis?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No. Not me.
I know that. You got to tell me how old you are. I'm 54 and going to 55 the end of the year. I think I'm the baby of this group.
I'm 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, in a sight. Hey, Louie.
Like my gray hair is
I'm 64 years old.
Hey.
Oh, God bless you, Louie. Tell us what's going to be on Friday night.
I want to get your opinion on something. I'm thinking about starting a new series on Friday night called The Stupid News.
I like it.
I'm not going to be. If they put that stupid news on, I'm not going on the TV show.
No. I got somebody who's going to do it. Not you.
Uh-oh. I think I know
about.
But that's okay.
We're going to talk about all news that's stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And put the garbage outside and throw it all over and let the raccoons eat it. You don't need garbage.
Super. Yeah, put the raccoons together, Frank Perino. And let me tell you, I'm going to kill those cucarachas and give it to the dog. He'll chew it up and give it to the dog.
Oh, cucarachas. I got to eat dinner after this.
Cucaracha.
Yep.
The only thing is, the guy who I hired to do the stupid news, he says, I can't do the news. I said, why not?
I'll do the stupid news. Get out of here. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, make an announcement for Friday, Lou. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Buffy Casalvo.
Okay.
And make sure you join on Friday from 8 to 9 on Friday night. Frolics.
All right.
I'm going to have a good time on the telephony. I want to be the cool. You're going to have a good time. And my name is Jerry Lewis. We're going to have a lot of fun with the swab and the Babylon Capac Cooper.
Hey, what happened to your phone?
That's what I just said. I was about to say. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think it sounded like a deflated football.
Regular
That's what
riot.
It sounded like.
We're going to have Jackie Gleason with the squeeze play on Friday night.
Oh, you forgot one thing. It was supposed to be what we talked about, remember?
Squeeze.
Is it going to be that way? I can't say it'll ruin the ending.
Yeah, I know.
All right. And we'll have Louie and we'll have Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah.
Some stupid stuff.
And I'm
Lauren Hardy. Go ahead.
I'll do Tito Rodriguez, too.
No,
Tito Rodriguez. Yeah, what was his big song? What was the big song?
Yo no si él está libera de la otra liberador. Si vos lo tenés la fuma, le quiere la lata, soy hermano de puma, de laza y del sol, y del sol. Almo tanto sueño, porque la vez tiene pasión, quiere Dios quiere love drops. Amo, lloro, tanto sueño, adornar a Lila, si bebe por correr el amor. Y él está en el inside, venga, le de el arroz, todo lo fela de inner sight, en la chance de gozar y sol.
Hey, Louis, what does that mean? Ay, caramba.
Ay, caramba.
Al mañanera.
Oh.
All right. That sounds good,
Lou. Or maybe La Lupe one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Chalupa, you said?
La Lupe.
Oh, La Lupe.
Lupe.
Ah.
Cuban
cool.
Latin singer.
That's cool.
All right, Inner Sight, tune in Friday and have a blast.
What's your time?
8:52 New York.
We have 8 minutes.
Inner Sight open mic.
Yeah. 8:54 de la noche. Rayo de Inner Sight de Frank Perino. El viernes de Fálix. La comedia de Luis Rivera en La Lupe, Tito Puente, Machito, el Tito Rodriguez.
What is that, Mocha?
Make sure you tune in eight tonight on a Fox. I'm like, I got the swap ready for the bathroom with Rosanna, Dazza, and Todd Cooper waiting for them in the bathroom.
Somebody stole the swap.
I know.
We gotta call the FBI. Somebody stole the swab.
Yeah, I know. We gotta find out through DNA who has it.
All right. All right, Lou. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying goodnight. I love you.
Oh, yeah. I love you, Louie. Be good now.
Did we get
we'll
our caller back?
We'll have some fun on Friday. Bye, Suzanne.
Clear the board.
Bye-bye. Take care, Louie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did we
bye-bye.
Get our caller back from Colorado?
Not yet. I could try calling her. We have 5 minutes.
No. I want her to call us because she maybe sounds like she was out on the road.
Oh, yeah, she was outside to get better reception, and it turned out to be noisier.
Oh, yeah, you got to be in a place where there's no background noise. You know.
Yeah, I know. That's
anyway,
very, very difficult.
Lupita from Colorado. Needs an attorney to go to the Supreme Court with her case.
I hope so.
And she deserves justice. So anybody out there, if you practice law in Colorado or you know of anyone, please let us know.
Awesome.
Contact
if I know
anybody.
Of anybody, too, I'll send them her way.
And I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. Inner Sight Open Mic. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah, we're going to have some
fun.
And
we're going to concentrate on how nursing homes create homelessness.
Yeah, amongst the disabled.
They take away people's homes.
Yeah.
You know, this country says they want to stop homelessness.
Yeah, right.
Then they got to stop the nursing homes from doing that, because that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
or
even if
the
you...
the worst thing is... I'm sorry.
Even if you stop homelessness, let's say, there's no more homelessness, and you still have the nursing homes taking away people's homes, you'll never...
still going to have it. No, you'll never stop the whole engine. Even if there's small, itty-bitty nursing homes like these... things that these people are talking about now, I think it's worse, in a worse situation. You know, they're thinking it's better. No, you still have...
It matters.
You know,
they operate the same way. What difference does it make with the sizes of the nursing home?
Exactly.
Doesn't make a
That's
damn bit of difference.
the nursing home that my grandmother started in first, okay, somebody pushed it, and my mother and father helped the church build it for people around the corner from the church. And, you know, they were just for anybody and anybody in the neighborhood who needed a nursing home, but it was more like an adult home. They pushed her faster, my grandmother, into her demise of her brain, because they pushed her twice down the stairs, one for the one hip and the other for the other hip. She broke them. So if it were today and it was an abuse case.
So it was horrible then, it's worse now.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is.
The whole concept
mm-hmm.
is horrible.
I mean, why would you push somebody down a flight of stairs? Don't make sense.
Who did that?
Who did that? One of the workers. One of the workers.
Mm-hmm. People get frustrated.
You can't get frustrated at people with Alzheimer's
and
dementia.
Why?
Well,
why do people
job?
Do things?
I don't know what the
motive was.
Mm.
Maybe they hated her race. Who knows?
I think so.
A lot of stuff going on. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Look for our tweet.
Yep.
Tomorrow on the Nursing Home program. I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker for the proclamation on Milton. We're sending it in tomorrow.
Awesome.
To the town of Brookhaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that we're going to get a good response and a day
mm-hmm.
of remembrance for Milton,
yes,
who also deserves justice.
Yes, he does.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
I mean, he's beyond me. When we used to have our dog... Okay, we were in the hotel. We couldn't leave it alone. When we had, we were a part of a gas leak in 1978, 79.
You got to keep your comments short. We only have a little over a minute.
Yeah. All right, it's okay. We'll catch it another time. It's nothing.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Open mic. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. And thank you very much, all our callers and listeners and supporters. We greatly appreciate it. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night.